Okay. So Sunday, 4th of May, Choftet Nissan, Yudal Zlohime, Rabbi Nota Greenblatt, Vard Achilles of Memphis, USA, keynote address.
Rabbi Chachomim say, may I have a rabbi say? Chachomim say that Kol Adrochim Becheska Sakona, Rashi says it in Chumash, in the journey by Yosef, you can end up anywhere. I can't even to a wedding. You understand what I mean? Sagivaldik is sakone. Once you go on the road, is when I'm a suit. Without when I'm a suit. Harasha, open it. I want to discuss today, since it's a free sort of subject, a simple matter, which is, of course, an accepted principle, the basic principle in Yiddishkeit. The Ramban says it, the Ramban goes into it, in Parshas Vayechi, no Parshas Shmos, the Ramban asks the question. Rabbi Nishom sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't go, kichvat per, chvat loshen anoichi. As they go, you have difficulty. No, usually you go to a specialist. The Rabbi Shalom is a specialist. Werte gesund. Become the best speaker in the world. He'll cure his handicap. Rabban, it's a big job at hand. You gotta go to power if you take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's the Tachlis Abriyah. Those are Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot perform. When it's Dar Zayin, it has to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Na minuta, Rafu Yishleine. Moshe Rabbeinu is the finest oracle in the world. So Rabban says, do you know why the Rabbi Yishleine didn't do it? Because the Rabbi Yishleine grants things only with tefillah, with prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu was not mispallel. Moshe Rabbeinu did not ask for the food. In other words, the Rabban says that tefillah is a get of mois koines. If you want to go to the store over here, I remember the street here, you need sterling. Even at problems with dollars over here, you need sterling. In London, if you want to get something, you need sterling. You want to get something for a Rabbeinu Shlolem Kavio. What is a sterling? Sterling doesn't help a little in this case. Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu Atish Mespalo given. He did not pray. Did not get a refuah. The Rabbeinu Shlolem needs it. The Godish. On tefillah gets. Does that go without tefillah? So if that's the case, every basic grant we get from the Almighty comes through tefillah. We may not know it. We're in the dark. We don't get a bill every month. But the basic necessities of the human being comes through tefillah. And Baruch Hashem, we're all mispallel. But I want to ask you a question. Everyone knows when there's a dire need, Zok Ben Tilim, richtig? That's Jewish. No question about it. Ayid is Natsore, then it's part of Zok Tilim. We get some question from Arove, and Zok Tob Dem Gansen Tilim. Say the whole tilim. What does tilim got to do with a sick person? So Yidin, Baruch Hashem, I'm speaking. Yidin, we know what tilim is? Tilim, Suki de Zimre. We say after Baruch Shoma, it's Shirim Besish Boris. Hallel is tilim. Tehillim are praises to the Almighty. What has that got to do with my sick sister? My sister is sick. Es she needs a refuah shleime. Lama zog me zog. No, the right thing would be, again, there's one kapitel Tehillim in Tehillim. Ashrei maskil el dol. In Tehillim, there is a shtikuk Tehillim. There is a posit. Maybe you should say that kapitel. Make him Yishibirach. There's a tefillah at the end of Tehillim Bishvil Achoyle. What has got to do saying Ashrei Yishev Yisecho in Tehillim? Ashrei Yisha Shalo Yolach Batsas Rishoyim got to do with tefillah. There's not a word of tefillah in there. This is Alt Shirim. This is Bochetim Rabbi Nishalim. Agav, the Rambam Yuchas Avodah Zarah, but the Chagav, he doesn't put in the form. He's talking about the Isra of Lo Yiseh Nachashu, which we read in the Sedra yesterday. He explains why this is not the Gedal Lo Yiseh Nachashu. The Rambam, the way he says it, he says that it's because you say Tehillim is the schus of the Torah that you say, because Tehillim is like saying Torah. It's a very difficult thing. We have no pshat in the Rambam. Because if it's because the schus of Limud HaTorah, now we know that saying Tehillim is Torah, but that's not, it's not second class, but it's not first class either. Because if you talk about preference to learning Torah, Yidden cannot learn a blood Gemara, cannot learn Shulchan Aruch with understanding and so forth. Say Tehillim is also, Tehillim is Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Torah. But the preferable thing is to sit. What's it not Tehillim? But that's what giving yeshivas, biggest Talmid HaChomim. When there's a choyle, they say Tehillim. What do they say Tehillim? Why do they say Tehillim? That's what, so you learn. Rav Chaim Sashir. What's it not here from Tehillim? What kind of tefillah is this? Incidentally, we've touched on a very serious subject. Yistarchum in Ezra, the Rambam says. You know the Nusach, the text of the Shmoyne Ezra, that is not changeable. This is basic. Nevi'im, the most. May of Ezra, Me'em Nevi'im. Nevi'im were present at the time when the Nusach of Shmoyne Ezra was established. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah in the Torah to pray. It's one of the 613 commandments. He says, "Ki u'mitzvah zu." The Rambam is that first you say shevach, first you praise God, and then you shoyl tzrochov. Then a person asks for a need. You know, Lishmon Esrei. Any need that a person has is Lishmon Esrei. Of course, it's personal needs also fit into one of the brachas, one of the tefillah. There's no need that a person can have that does not have a place in the Shmoyne Esrei. Ela from parnose, birkas hashonim. From a bishul seichu, it's a very important thing. Yes, to make you don't hold another. Sales are commodity. But you start the tefillah must be preceded with shevach. This is a basic part in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of praying. If a person starts the tefillah right away and does not magdim with shevach, he's not mekayim the mitzvah kitikuno. For shevach, you would say, should be preceded. Tefillah should be preceded with shevach. Well, would say, you're speaking to the Rabbi Nishalo, you're speaking to a melech. You are, excuse me. First, you show that you're cognizant whom you talk to. Das ist der Ehem für Shabbat. But that Shevach itself should be a tefillah. That Tehillim itself should be a tefillah. This we don't have. Oh, if we would say Tehillim, and after the Tehillim, there'd be a requirement that we say a certain tefillah. But apparently, Tehillim itself is a tefillah. I want to give you an example to this, really, to sharpen the question. And you see how this affects the very Seder HaTfilah, the very basic Seder that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made in Tfilah. Now we all know that the Tfilah is for the middle of the week, Shmonesre for Shabbos, Shmonesre for Yom Tov. Also from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, this was established at the same time. The Nusach HaTfilah. Everyone knows Shabbos Yol Sedam. Not alone Shmonesre, the Chacham didn't want a person to delve in all his private needs on Shabbos. It's a short Shmonesre, 7 brachas. What are the 7 brachas composed of? You start off like every Shmonesre. You start off with Shevach, with praise. Tilokel HaKodesh. Then there's one bracha that is the bracha of Kedushas Hayoyim, a bracha that describes the sanctity of the day. Is the Shabbos Mekadish HaShabbos, Yom Tov Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. And then there is Moedim Hoidor, then you thank God, so to say, even for fulfilling your prayers. The Rambam says it. You start with Shevach, Sheol Tzrochov, Vachkach Moide. So, these are the last 3 brachas. But everyone will say that Shabbos Yom Sedavn. Richtig, it's called a tefillah. Why is it called tefillah? There are no prayers there. It's not a tefillah. What is there? It's saving the Hussein of a tefillah. A brocha should be set for tefillah. Tefillah must be with a brocha. Do you understand? This is the etzem. This is basically what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah established. Of course, if a person asks the Rabbeinu Shalom, even in his heart, he asks for something, it's also a tefillah. But the tefillah that has a shem tefillah comes with a brocha. Is it a tefillah for das? It's choinin ador. If it's a tefillah for tshuva, it's a right to be tshuva. A tefillah that Rabbeinu Shalom should accept our prayers, it's shemei a tefillah. Finishes brocha to Hashem. Where is there a tefillah for a bracha for tefillah in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's for us all Shmoneh Esrei is it? What kind of Shmoneh Esrei is it? Has all the need of the Shmoneh Esrei? You have to start, you bow down, you must take Kohim Mitzvah Nei HaMelech. All the conditions of tefillah that apply to the Shmoneh Esrei in the middle of the week apply to the tefillah of Shabbos. Anyone who cannot daven in the middle of the week because of a certain impediment cannot say Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Get up behind the mitzvah of tefillah. Where is the tefillah in Shabbos and Yom Tov? He says that Shabbos is a holy day, Mekadish HaShabbos. What's what I mean tefillah does? So that in itself tells us something that's compelling, basic, that Shevach could also be tefillah. It's the same question. So we see from here that praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam even by itself, it's not that Shevach precedes Tfilah. Shevach is part of Tfilah. When the Rambam says that Shevach precedes Tfilah, and first the 3 brachas of Shevach, Vachkach Sheol Tzrochov, doesn't mean that the Tfilah starts when he Sheol Tzrochov, when he asks for his needs. The Tfilah really starts with the Shevach, because Shevach itself is part of Tfilah. But what is the meaning of it? I'm not asking for something. Tefillah means prayer, beseeching the Almighty. I'm praising that the Rabbeinu Shalom is okay, la God, la Giba, ma'anero. Ato Kodesh, Vishim Ho Kodesh. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Kodesh. What's wrong with tefillah? What sort of a tefillah is this? Let me introduce an idea. It's not a chiddush. Push it as you understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom knows our needs. if the Rebbein Shalom didn't know that Chas V'Sholem Zerishka Rebbein Shalom. If the Rebbein Shalom needs that I should tell him that my sister is not well, my mother is not well, and so forth, the Rebbein Shalom doesn't know it. You have to make a mishaber. My sister's name is so and so, bat so and so. She zochah ve'nevach to the Rebbein Shalom. Was ist der Rebbein Shalom? Rebbein Shalom knows my needs. And he knows my tzoras. They are good. I have to be shoyl tzorov. I have to tell the Rebbein Shalom that I have no parnosis. I have to tell the Rebbein Shalom that I've chasn machakim. He knows it very well. If he didn't know it, we're wasting our time. Was ich shoyl tzorov? Let's go into the shoyl tzorov. It's not to tell the Rebbein Shalom my problems and to inform him. In case you have any questions, call me back. No. This is not what tefillah is all about. He's very well versed. In fact, he knows more than me. He really knows my thoughts. The purpose of tefillah is a twofold. First of all, the basis of tefillah is, the Rambam says in the Yud Gimel Ikorim, you know, tefillah is one of the 13 Ikorim that the Rambam says, this is a Ikor. If one does not believe in it, Rahman al-Islam is an apikoros. One of them is the institution of tefillah. If a Yid says the Torah is truth, everything is emes. The Rebbein Shalom is a Bayr Olam. But he doesn't accept any prayers. But the Rambam puts it a little different. The Rambam says he has to recognize that loy levadoy roi liyispalel. Not only that the Rebbein Shalom is a Shemaya Tefillah, not only do I believe in the institution of Tefillah, but that he is the only one who is worthy to pray for. In other words, he's the only one who can help me. No one else. It's true, my sister is going to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York for the biggest specialists are there on this type of ailment. You understand? And she's being treated by the most knowledgeable people in the world with the most sophisticated equipment. She's gurnished. The only one who can help her is the Rebbein Shalom. Loy levadai. He has many ways of doing it. I have to do mine. We want him, he should get the people at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York to help. But if a person says like this, the doctor can help me and the Rebbein Shalom can help me, I'm going to try both. Columbia Presbyterian Hospital can help me. After all, Sanders is there. He's the biggest mumcha, the biggest cancer mumcha in the world. Dr. Sanders. And the Rebbein Shalom can also help me. To them, the Rebbein Shalom can also help me. Nishkin Tefillah. Forget about that Tefillah. The Rambam zokt that Tefillah is, the Rambam says, a basic premise. That Tefillah is loy levadoy roi liyispalel. How the Rebbein Shalom can do it, that's up to him. Memele, Shabbos, that can also be Tefillah. Shabbos of Yidin Yom Nishkin Tzorah Shabbos. Rabbi Parnosse, he don't go to work Shabbos. You understand? We need a Shabbos Hagul also. We need everything on Shabbos just like we do in the middle of the week. Chachamim said, don't go into it. See Shabbos. Don't describe your tzoras. What kind of feeling is it? The Mishra knows your problem. You are mispalel. How are you mispalel? With Shevach, what's this? What is Shevach, man? For a person to recognize that Loi Levadi Loi Yispalel, first a person has to come to this clear, clear understanding that he is the only one who can help. You know how? If you say Aleluko, Aluis Hashemayim, the Rebbe Shem created heavens, he created all. It's got to kapit pastilim over here. Tanini b'chol toimais. Eishuvot, shalik v'kitoyer. He created this whole entity, this whole universe, this cosmos. It's all by the Yodav. He can't help my sister. Forget it. If he can do this, who's the one who can help my sister? Bring her a foolish layman. It's a ganze infusion tilim. The whole purpose of saying Shevach is because this is a tefillah. Because tefillah is not, Shoyl Tzrochov is a separate requirement. A person should also be Shoyl Tzrochov. That's for your mind. You should understand that your situation is so dire and so in such need that you must need the help of the Rabbi Nishlom. The Shoyl Tzrochov is not to let the Rabbi Nishlom know, you know, I've got a problem, this is my problem. He knows it. He's got my file. I don't have to tell him to go and look up my file. I am Shoyl Tzrochov, so I should become cognizant and see how helpless I am. How much I need your help. The tefillah should be a tefillah. So the Shevach in itself is also a tefillah, because the Shevach is to bring me to understand that he is the only one who can help me. He is the only one that all my efforts are all based on his help. Memele stilim. A person says Ashrei Yeshev Yisachar, and he says God Hashem Umul Aloy Moed. And he describes the greatness of the Rabbi Nishtaram. I come to the Akore and I say, really, who else is at the Davin to? Whom else should I be mispalel to? Who is the Lord of Adi Roi Yispalel? He created the world. He is the Ribbon Kolamasim, he is the master of everything that happens in the world. Nothing starts, nothing finishes without his will. I'm going to the doctor too. I'm taking the medication. You see? It's only the Rochim. The same happens, of course. As is of the tale of a rapper, you rapper. That you should do. But basically, he is the only one that can understand. Is Memele Tilim also a tefillah? In which sense is it tefillah? Because to bring me to the matzav, to the situation that I would understand what tefillah is, that I'm not just read in the world as they, because tefillah is the mois koinais. Tefillah is the sterling, you see, with which you get anything from the Rabbi Nishlelo. Peter Ramban says, without tefillah, you don't get anywhere. No, yeah, she could.